Welcome to Notes from the Electronic Cottage. I'm Jim Campbell. As we wind down this year and look toward the start of a new year, we'll undoubtedly be inundated with lists of the 10 best of this and the 10 worst of that, and all manner of lists of records that were set this year. For example, this year looks to become the hottest since temperature records have been kept, a fact that seems to cause only minor irritation to the 1% of scientists and, apparently, 80% of politicians who are not the least bit interested in the fact that the planet is warming. The way to deal with that evidence, apparently, is to ask the EPA for the names of all the scientists there who've been working on climate change research. That's apparently one way to take care of inconvenient truths. Another record that this year is on track to set is the number of data breaches that have occurred in cyberspace, both in this country and around the world. Happily, we have an administration coming in that has a plan. Well, at least claims to have a plan to make our data secure. It's very comforting to have a president in the wings with a, quote, big brain, because he'll really have to use that big brain when it comes to stemming data breaches, if for no other reason than that there is so much more data to breach than there was even a few years ago. We're not just talking about the Democratic or Republican National Committee data breaches here, though you might think that was the case from watching mainstream news. Nope, we're talking about information that could really affect our daily lives. Take healthcare data, for example. A recent report from the security firm TrapX entitled, quote, Healthcare Cyber Breach Research Report 2016, end quote, does not paint a very rosy picture of how our healthcare data is being protected. From that report, quote, the 2016 data indicates that the continued wave of cyber attacks impacting healthcare institutions in the United States continues to grow. Our research indicates that major healthcare cyber attacks reported in 2016 increased by 39%. To a total of 93 major attacks. And then further on, quote, sophisticated and persistent cyber attackers are, in our opinion, the single greatest threat to the protection of patient healthcare data, critical healthcare operations, and ultimately present a direct physical risk to patients, end quote. Whoa! Let's take a look at each of those opinions. First off, so many healthcare records have been breached this year that the price of those records on the dark web has actually decreased, although those prices are still higher than data from, for example, a department store breach. Why is that? Because healthcare records are the Cadillacs of personal data. They contain a wealth of personal information, not only including social security numbers, but also who's related to who and who is a contact in an emergency, how people pay for their medical care, what health care issues they have, and on and on. That kind of information is not only a gold mine for advertisers, it's also great for data theft, for medical care impersonation, and even for blackmail, whether political or financial. But two things in this report jump out as making healthcare breaches much more important than just one more cyber breach at a department store or hotel. Not only is that because of the personal information contained in healthcare data, it's because it is not just data that can be breached. The TrapX security experts point to two trends already underway that indicate the seriousness of healthcare breaches beyond just information. What they refer to as medjacking, getting into hospitals through medical devices, and to the scourge of ransomware. Medjack is software, malware, that targets medical devices themselves rather than data servers. Again, from the report, quote, the list of devices vulnerable to Medjack and Medjack.2 indicates diagnostic equipment, PET scanners, CT scanners, MRI machines, etc., therapeutic equipment, infusion pumps, medical lasers, life support equipment, heart-lung machines, medical ventilators, extracorporeal membrane oxygenation machines, dialysis machines, and more. As noted above, most of these devices run standard and often older operating systems and the medical device's proprietary internal software. End quote. Now, at present, the goal of hackers attacking these kind of medical devices is usually to gain entry to a healthcare facility's servers, email, and other computer network services, as well as to the proprietary information about how those medical devices work. But it's well documented that hackers could also affect the operation of these devices when they're connected to actual patients. It's no coincidence that former Vice President Dick Cheney reportedly disabled the ability to program his pacemaker wirelessly. The ability to infiltrate medical devices is a huge potential danger to patient safety, and odds are that we'll be hearing a lot more about this kind of hacking in the coming year and beyond. The other growing threat is ransomware. Ransomware, as you may recall from previous programs, is malware that locks up a computer system and encrypts its data until a ransom is paid to free it up. This has happened to a number of healthcare facilities, including, reportedly, some in Maine. In ransomware hacks of several large hospitals in the U.S., for example, surgeries have had to be canceled, medical records of patients in the hospital have been unavailable to staff, and the hospital operations slowed to a crawl. Some healthcare systems that had good backups were able to repair their systems themselves, though it often took a week or more. Others weren't so fortunate and wound up paying tens of thousands of dollars to get access to their computers and data restored. So, as the world becomes even more connected, including the part of the world that deals with our health and our personal health records, healthcare facilities and the equipment they use to help cure patients will remain prime targets of hackers. Healthcare providers and healthcare equipment manufacturers need to realize that we aren't in Kansas anymore, and that they, and therefore the patients they care for, are targets. As we listen to the new big brains in Washington going on about repealing current healthcare laws and making up new ones, tune in to whether they focus on protecting patient data and patients themselves from cyber hackers. As the current situation indicates, the market alone is not providing solutions. We'll keep our ears open and do our best to decipher what's going on in the digital healthcare realm and in other digital realms that affect our everyday lives, right here on future editions of Notes from the Electronic Cottage.